In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read The Geometry Blinked Ruin Unimaginable by Patti Smith from a collection of poems, Auguries of Innocence. The Geometry Blinked Ruin Unimaginable. She clawed through the rubble of her world, head covered a scrupulous maid searching for gems, a necklace mislaid by her mistress on the marble floor of a ballroom set against the battered sky. She crawled with her babe, limp as a doll in floral crayon, fleeing hell straight into the light of her ancestors. She crawled through arches suspended, wrapped her babe in the shawl she had worn to market, no more than a scar. On the face of a hill, hair ribbons, fluttering girders, blood silk, oozing the wounded sky, shot with holes. Foxes scuttling, crackling wires, patches of honey-coloured coats, shivering down, mixed with bits of calico and flesh. She crawled a chessboard, a cage of gold, scaffolding. She crawled with her face oblique, placed her babe before the altar of the art of war. She picked through the remnants of the Basque countryside, a cockeyed dressmaker piercing a pattern gone awry. Through the rubble she crawled, with one shoe, the other foot gone, a trail sticky and warm. She crept into the belly of a fallen horse, drawing its life into her mouth, covering her doll with kisses. She knelt, entreating her god, an immense crucifix swathed in a telegraph wire that spun like a bottle in the center of a circle. She made a sign over her breast and stuffed her mouth with biscuits. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Horses wept jewels the size of fists, swept by scholars with a mind to twist and level facets of each plane to be raffled when the bombing ceased. Before the art of war, she laid her babe to be raffled with the heart of the artist, bulldozed, crucified, then raised again to house an outstretched arm, hoof and thigh reins that ran scarlet, streaming the horse's knotted mane. Dripping blood from the wounds of Christ, dripping blood from the wounds of Spain, black and white blood dripping. The ghost of Sophia pranced in the rag dress through the walls of grass. The unspeakable, the hairs on his forearms bristled at the sense of her pressing in like a dozed handkerchief. He picked up a stick and covered fresh sheets, dripping the hardened horn, dripping the indignant ring. Slaughter, flower, dead child, hoof, capricious eye, lighting the halls of the Spanish pavilion. He bore down on the stick to canvas spent. And on the seventh day, he wept. Thank you. And on to the commentary for The Geometry Blinked, Ruin Unimaginable. I was going to try and unpack this poem for this commentary, and the more I reread this poem, the more I realized I'm not going to do that. And I realized I'm not going to do that, because so much is going on. And I kind of feel, as you kind of reread that last stanza, that he bore down on the stick to canvas spent, and on the seventh day he wept. It's like, is this whole thing a painting? And am I missing some kind of key reference in the poem that Patti Smith has mentioned, but I haven't picked up? This is wonderful, sort of wonderful mess of imagery, and it's such an imagistic poem, and the way that, you know, sort of things like blood silk oozing the wounded sky, shot with holes. There's no punctuation in this poem. There is no full stops. There's the occasional ellipse. There's the occasional long dash, M dash. But that's it. There is no, you know, there's line breaks and there's stanza breaks, but you have to kind of figure out as a reader how you want to read this poem, and sort of what you want to take away from this poem, because in reading this, you know, in your head, as you normally read a book, and then when you read it aloud, you realize just how much meaning changes depending on how you phrase things and where you put the emphasis on things. And this is Patti Smith. She's such a wonderful writer and a wonderful storyteller. that you know a lot is going on in this poem. And there's still a clear story. There's, you know, the she of the poem is clearly in some war-torn, messed-up country with only one foot and the corpse of her baby in her arms. She's carrying this through this horrific scene. In Spain, I'm guessing, dripping blood from the wounds of Spain, black and white blood dripping. The ghost of Sophia prance in her rag dress through walls of glass. The unspeakable, the hairs on his forearms. And kind of after that, it's like, is this a painter? Painting this horrifying scene and just breaking down at the end of it. Like, it takes him 7 days to paint this. And I don't know, I could also be getting completely wrong. It could be an analogy of something. It could be a metaphor. It could just be a really nice poem. I tend towards the third option of just being a really well-told, well-written, well-put-together piece of poetry. I hope you enjoyed my reading. I hope my reading conveyed some of the wonderful, wondrous mess of images that this poem conveys and the story it tells. And I hope you enjoyed my reading. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.